Hey, Chicks in the Office listeners, you can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
For us, golf is simple. It's a chance to get out and have some fun with our friends. But inevitably, little things have a way of ruining it. The group ahead is taking forever, you can't find the fairway with a map, and the bev cart is nowhere to be found. And the best way to make a bad day better is Fireball Whiskey. You get their nips, the little shooters. They are great. Makes bad day way, way, way better. Make sure to grab the new Fireball Birdie Shot Club. It's literally a golf club filled with Fireball nips. Put it in your bag. It'll fit right in that side pocket. Drink Fireball nips and have a great time on the golf course.
What's up, everyone? It's Chicks in the Office with Bria and Fran, giving you that Friday energy on a Monday. Monday morning. It is.
Wake up!
Wake up, San Francisco.
Yes. I'm your host, Annie Tanner, yeah. And this is Rebecca Donaldson.
I'm Rebecca Donaldson.
I'm Danny Tanner.
I know we're coming to you guys a little late today, because there was a lot that was going on, but we wanted to talk about the VMAs. We had other stuff to record. Our option was either like 11:30 p.m. Sunday night or wake up, get it done Monday morning. In order to get Monday morning, we may or may not have bribed Noah or re-bribed Noah.
I bought Noah a John Mayer shirt. I was on johnmayerstore.com last night being like, Noah, what do we got to do?
I was peeing my pants. Rhea literally just sends a screenshot of the shipping information.
I was like, it's limited edition, all right? Please, for the love of God. Because I know that people get upset when, or they don't get upset, but you can tell when we record something really late, like The Bachelor in Paradise recaps are really late
at night. We both would have been so useless last
exactly.
night. Like, Loopy so, can't actually think
but you,
straight.
But you were being pretty funny in the group chat, so I was like, oh, this could be a good podcast.
Yeah, Noah was like, oh, Rhea's in a goofy mood, though. Like, it could be good. And I was like, I am still in a goofy mood this morning, and I feel more alive. I feel awake.
Just more
I feel
awake.
Ready to go. We got our coffees in front of us. You know what? I love a good early Monday morning. I feel like I'm on early morning radio right now.
It does. When we do get up, it sets a better precedent for the week,
I would say. I feel
we're starting the week off in a great way. Up, working.
We're going to be so tired by tonight.
No,
but
we're also
great now.
We're fine because Bachelor in Paradise is on, you know, Tuesday. So, and it's just one episode, so we don't have to worry about tonight. We can relax.
Yeah, we were like,
we're all
Noah,
ready to go for Tuesday.
Go to sleep early. Enjoy your night. Did you like the shirt that I got you?
Yeah, I looked at that before, but I had already ordered. She sent me one that I already ordered.
Yeah, that was the best.
Which
the
is
first
funny,
shirt I sent, and he was like, "Come on, I already ordered that one."
Like taste. You think I'm not like ordering the cool shirt on his stuff?
Were you impressed that I knew your taste though?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
I'd also like to point out that you're wearing a shirt right now that says Talk Less.
Talk
Less,
Listen
More.
You're
recording a podcast. Talk Less, Listen More. You are the producer, so I guess that would be
actually, Jen, who's like technically my boss, I guess, like walked by a couple weeks ago. I was wearing a shirt, and she's like, I like your shirt. And I took it as like, does she mean like I should talk less?
No, maybe she just means around here people should start doing that.
Yeah, I think it's just a good general rule of thumb for office behavior sometimes.
My tummy hurts right now. Just wanted to point that out. Coffee.
Could be the coffee.
Probably.
Could be the coffee.
How was your weekend?
Lovely weekend. It's a beautiful time to be back in New York City. Yeah, I saw you Saturday. You're like, talk about me. It was great. It's New York is very, very busy right now. Not only is it like, you know, one of the first fall, quote unquote, weekends that it's still beautiful out, so people are out about, but there's just so much going on in New York that it has felt alive. Like, there's so much going on. Not only was it, you know, the 20th anniversary of 9/11, so there was a ton of tributes, things like that downtown. Presidents were here, very busy. New York Fashion Week was coming to an end, going into the VMAs in Brooklyn, going into the Met Gala today. So there's really, really a ton going on a lot. And football. First Sunday, football, just really so much to consume.
You love the fall.
Love. You September's love my fall. Favorite month.
Yeah, because your birthday's coming up.
Yeah, it's my birthday month. And it's just like the weather's still nice. Football is on. It's the best.
It's lovely. There really is a lot of people here.
Yeah. So,
and they scare me. Like, you're welcome here. I'm not going to be like the person from New York that's like, go home. You're welcome here. They scare me. I'm afraid to be out near these people.
Let me tell you.
Intimidating.
It is intimidating, but it's just crazy. Like, I was in an Uber Friday night, like down in like the Tribeca Soho area. And there were mobs of people outside like every hotel because there's so many different celebrities in New York right now that they were just waiting for people to exit and enter their hotels. Yeah. Like massive, massive groups of people.
It's jam packed.
Yeah. You know who's been getting spotted left and right? Frank Ocean.
Really?
He's like, he was at the U.S. Open, but like, there's so many videos on TikTok.
The U.S. Open? Another one
at
that.
Was happening.
U.S. Open, that had everyone
walking down the street like a normal person. It's so weird. But his hair is green now, so look out for that.
Oh, that's hard.
Oh, I will look out for that.
Because, you know, and incoming, you know, Kardashian content for the Met, everybody for the VMAs that are like going from VMAs into the Met combo. It's a ton.
It is a ton. I'm excited for the Met Gala, though. I'm very excited. I was like, wait a second. Late last night, I'm like, the Met Gala is tomorrow night? Like, I knew it was coming, but I just couldn't believe that it was Fashion Week, VMAs, Met Gala, all in one. I guess it gets them in and gets them out all at the same time. Like, everyone's going to leave at the same time, and it's just going to free up the city, although.
ASAP and Rihanna going to be there?
I think so, and I may combust. So.
I think it's, like, also a... They definitely thought about that. Like, it was like, oh, let's do this Monday in September. It's the end of Fashion Week. There will be people here already. But it is just hard wrapping my mind around September Met Gala. Like, it's, like, confusing me about what time of year it is.
Usually?
Always the first Monday of May.
Come on. I saw a post, a TikTok last night that had me thinking, Khloe Kardashian doesn't get invited to the Met Gala. Is she, Kourtney and Khloe, they just don't go to the Met Gala? Or I guess Kourtney will be going with Travis, I'm assuming.
Kourtney's
but Khloe
gone before.
Has never been to the Met Gala, has she?
I don't know about never.
Let's do a quick
search.
Put
that in the Google machine?
Yeah, type it into that Google machine.
I would bet money that she's been there once.
I just opened up my Google, and it just says, feel like I can't cry. Because I had a thought last night, like, can your tear ducts
try
be blocked?
The rumor has it that Khloe has never been invited to the Met Gala because she's not famous enough.
That's just not true.
That's just...
She's famous enough, definitely.
Absurd.
There's literally tabloid articles from the Sun. The Sun is so fucking
ruthless.
3 hours ago, Khloe Kardashian, quote, banned from Met Gala for being too C-list.
I almost just spit out my coffee.
While her sisters Kim, Kendall, and Kylie frequent the red carpet event, the fellow Keeping Up with the Kardashian star has yet to receive an invite.
Oh my God.
This is saying she's been straight up banned.
I mean, I don't mean to laugh because it's fucked up, but that is
Kourtney's never been invited
objectively
either.
A funny headline.
Yeah. She and sister Kourtney are yet to be sent an invite to the prestigious bash, which even their mom, Kris Jenner, has appeared at previously.
Even their old-ass mom's been invited.
I mean, this is so mean. Sources have revealed Khloe isn't welcome at the glamorous celebration as she is unable to compete with the host of modeling film and music stars. Vogue's editor-in-chief, Anna Wintour, is said to regard the reality TV favorite
she's already dead.
As too C-list for the red carpet.
We get it. That's the sixth headline you've read about Khloe.
I'm that was actually from the Sun article, so
that's crazy. I mean,
but the articles
can't
go back.
Anyone in
articles go back from
is Khloe
till
Kardashian
2019.
A Renaissance man?
Oh man,
do her kids go to school?
Will True go to high school? Probably. Out of if any of the kids are going to go,
this
gonna
is
be
interesting
Khloe's.
Because Kourtney is so like Kourtney is everywhere right now. That I wonder if this was the year that she got invited, her and Travis.
I feel like Travis,
together,
Kourtney, Megan Fox, and MGK are going to have a big statement at the Met Gala. Maybe, I don't know. I don't want to confirm that as a lock, but I feel like...
I feel like Megan Fox and MGK might not be invited.
Why? I feel like Megan Fox would definitely be there.
I don't think Megan Fox has ever been invited to the
Met Gala. I think if anyone
MGK
was going to be invited...
MGK is very like fashion-y. Like,
I think if it was going to be anyone invited, it would be MGK.
Yeah.
And he would bring Megan Fox.
Yeah, it's
but are
just
they too
always...
risque?
Yeah, I just don't know.
Fight, like.
I just don't know. Like, I just don't know if they're like, you know, don't take this the wrong way to them, but maybe like a little too tacky.
Oh, Fran.
Like, you know, I don't know.
But some could.
The Met Gala just is such a classy affair.
It is. And I will say, the Kardashians are very classy, yeah. But some might say that. Well, you know what? Here's the thing.
Do you think Kim might be showing up with Kanye? Because I don't understand why she's like going full like Kanye outfits when she's out. Like, did you see her with the thing over?
I'm sure Kanye's still styling her or something weird like that.
Yeah, like, I feel like she's prepping for some big, like her and Kanye on the carpet.
Do you think Kylie's going to go?
Yeah, definitely.
Even though the reports on Dumois have said that Kylie dropped out.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yep.
Well, Travis is...
I don't know. I'd be shocked if she didn't go.
They also said that Justin Bieber dropped out last minute, which would make me upset. Walk the damn carpet with your wife, Justin.
He refused.
He just like...
Well, that's just selfish because then that just robs us of seeing Haley at the Met Gala.
No, I think Haley's going to go.
Well,
remember,
Shawn
she
Mendes
went,
will take her.
Remember? Shawn Mendes. Remember when she went after they got married? She went alone.
Yeah.
She looked unbelievable. Maybe she doesn't even need him there, but... Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello, man.
All right, should take it into the VMA segment.
Yeah.
Right,
let's get into it. Let's tell you all what we're talking about today.
All right, we have a great episode, yep. By the way. We have a full VMA segment. We are also going to be talking about Ben Affleck and J-Lo. We have a Britney Spears update, her conservatorship, and she is engaged. And the Dancing with the Stars cast was revealed. We said we were going to talk about that. Very interesting people. We have a great interview with Justin Long. Honestly, one of
our faves.
Our favorite interviews that we've ever done. Yeah. Seriously, I mean that from the bottom of my heart. When people ask our favorite interview, I think my answer is going to be Justin Long. Yeah,
I
very funny. I agree.
Slap that with an LOL.
Yes. Slap an LOL on that.
Slap
You're
an LOL
right.
on that interview.
And, of course, we have trivia as
Woo-hoo,
well.
We're back, baby.
We're back. Big episode. So let's get into it, starting off with the VMAs.
With golf season in full swing, Chevy wants to help you make the most of every drive, and the all-electric Blazer EV's bold design and dynamic performance make it the perfect electric vehicle to get you to the course in style and comfort. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Big night at the VMAs last night. There was a lot going on. The VMAs is always that kind of show. There's a lot of nonsense going on. I really want to start off by talking about MGK, Megan Fox, Conor McGregor, the whole shebang. I know we're going to get to the Conor McGregor, MGK stuff, but did you see the interview of Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly on the red carpet where she was like, what daddy says, daddy gets. And then,
oh, I saw it.
And then she says, and this just made me die, and I was like, this is amazing. She was like, he can't have any other hoes in his music video, only the queen. Referring to herself, I was like, Megan Fox, you're so hot.
Like, so hot.
Pray for Brian Austin Green.
For real? Pray for Brian Austin Green, and Megan Fox will go down as, like, the hottest person alive. Continuously, all throughout our lives, Megan Fox has been extremely hot at every waking moment. How does one?
She looked so good. Insane. There was just one shot, and we posted it on the Chicks in the Office Instagram of their red carpet photos. And it was the third one. It was just a solo shot of her, and she looks just unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Do you
think, how has this woman had children? She looks unbelievable.
You know how people like. Beautiful people still have their days, you know? I don't think that she ever looks bad. Ever.
No.
It's impossible. She stays consistently hot. She just, the way she talks, it's the whole thing. It's not like she's just like obviously very beautiful. Just the way she carries herself, the way she talks is like,
I know.
Who talks like that? She could do it.
She did also, the dress was I'm going to fucking say his name wrong. Mugler.
Sure.
And it looked familiar because, you know, he also designed that one year Kim Kardashian's Met look, yeah, which was similar to this, with the raindrops, with the tight corset, where it has like that look with the, and she did the wet hair look also. It was similar, but
corset.
I thought it was corset.
So here's the thing. I think Fran's right, but I think everyone says corset. Like I say corset, but I think it might be a corset.
I think both play.
I've always wondered.
Let's go with both.
All right.
But she also had like a little like silver thong on. Like that was really all you could see. It was unbelievable. She basically was just, you know, close to naked, and
that's fine. She's unbelievable.
She looks so fucking good. On top of that, did you see she and Courtney when they announced the Machine Gun Kelly Travis performance, called them their future baby daddies?
Yes, and my ovaries are gonna explode. I can't with these two couples. You know what I also love about these two couples, and people, some people I think hate it. They don't kiss. They tongue touch.
Right.
They're just like, we're gonna just lick each other.
And that is where my, you know, tacky comment came from. Sometimes it's just like a little much. Is it enjoyable? Is it entertaining to watch? Yes, absolutely. But like for the 9 millionth time, do I need like Courtney and Travis like just on the red carpet, like tongues touching? Not all the time.
You know what? That's fair. I love it every time. Yeah. I don't know. I just like, because I just feel like Courtney, she needed this.
Yeah. Courtney's living a whole different life. There was also a moment where we think that Conor McGregor and Machine Gun Kelly, I don't know, there was like reports of an altercation. Machine Gun Kelly's team denied that, said nothing happened. But there's a video of McGregor like tossing his drink in his direction. The rumor was that he like wanted to take a picture or something, and he said no, but like that could all just be.
I think that's true. And then there was an interview afterwards with Conor, and you could tell he's like, I don't even know this guy. Like he kept making it clear, like, I don't even know who MGK is. Like,
well, maybe he wanted a picture with Megan Fox.
Well, that's what he said. He was like, I don't know anything about this guy other than that he's with Megan Fox.
Yeah. Megan Fox is so hot, and MGK just, he does not do it for me. I understand that people think he's hot, and I'm not saying he's not hot.
Yeah.
But Pete Davidson, I thought you were.
Oh, yeah, Pete Davidson.
I feel like they're very similar.
No, Pete Davidson does it for me way more than MGK does. MGK, like,
MGK is so tall.
I feel like they both are.
No, but I don't know.
MGK is for sure taller than Pete Davidson.
I don't want people to get upset with me.
About Machine Gun Kelly?
I feel like he tries. Like, trying hard I don't think is a bad thing.
Yeah.
But
he's 1 inch taller than him.
Uh-huh. I don't think it's a bad thing. Because I hate when people are like, you try so hard. It's like, yeah, we gotta try hard.
Yeah.
But for me, I'm like, is he trying to force this rock and roll image? You know, he was a full-on rapper before this. It was like, it's just too totally, and I get it, you can change your vibe, but sometimes I'm just like, is this really you, MGK? Maybe it is. I'm sure it is. But
maybe the rap side was the fake side.
That could be it too. Yeah. Maybe he's showing his true colors now.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's not why he doesn't do it for me. In general, doesn't do it for me.
Super fair.
But people freak out over him.
Yeah, then the VMAs was just another example of that, with just the fashion and the looks and all those moments.
Like, I'm just looking at Megan Fox the whole time.
Yeah, yeah. They stole that red carpet by far. There wasn't too many people. Like, I mean, Hailey Bieber looked amazing.
Madison Beer looked so good.
Looked so good. I love Kacey Musgraves. Hated what the fuck she had on top of her head. I don't even know how to describe that.
Right.
But there was a lot of great performances.
The guys looked good too.
Guys looked great. I liked Shawn Mendes. I liked it.
Shawn Mendes always looks good. Jack Harlow.
Yep.
Jack Harlow and Lil Nas X make me laugh.
Lil Nas X, I find incredibly entertaining. And he, there was a red carpet moment that went viral also where, you know, he was talking about his outfit. He was like, I look good. And he was being interviewed by Jamila Mustafa, and she was like, he goes, do you think I look good? And she said, listen, I'm not going to say I'm hating on the fit, but let's move on, okay? Which people were like laughing at, but also like, you know,
yeah,
she didn't lie to his face.
I think that's totally fine.
Right. Like, did I think he looked confident and felt like he looked good? Yes. Did I love it? No.
Yeah. I mean, that's fair. You're not going to like everyone's outfit.
Love the color, though. It was a great purple.
We love purple.
Yeah, exactly.
We love purple here.
It's an absolutely great purple.
Normani's performance had a lot of people talking. That was...
Normani is so fucking hot.
She's so hot. She's so hot.
Chloe Bailey, too.
Yes. But I got a question, though. And I'm okay with it if everyone else is okay with it in the room.
Okay.
Are we just fucking on stage now at every award show?
Yeah, that
there
does
was
appear
a,
to be
there was a part where Normani was just like,
I mean, she was on top of Teyana Taylor.
Yeah, like they, I mean, whoa.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whoa.
Whoa is the right way to describe that. It was crazy.
It was insane.
It was.
I'm not against it, but it was a whoa.
It was jaw-dropping.
Jaw-dropping.
You know what else was nice? It was nice to see Avril Lavigne out there. She does not age. That woman looks exactly the same.
Because she's not real. Yeah, yeah. It's a robot.
Get a new clone every few years.
But like I had a giggle moment like when they cut to her and Maude's son sitting together in the audience. I'm like, just wild.
These two. You know, Justin Bieber also was there and people were talking about
won a bunch of awards.
What did you think about his outfit?
Too big.
Look, that's like his style. He does it all the time. In the sense that when you were like, it sometimes feels like MGK tries a little too hard. I'd love for Justin to try a little bit harder sometimes.
Put a little more effort
it's
in.
It's his style. I get it. He's always dressed like that. But it's like the pants are just nine sizes too big. They're not even sweatpants.
They look like sweatpants.
They weren't.
I don't know.
Pants. They're just ginormous.
The blazer.
The blazer was like for like a triple, quadruple XL.
You know that picture
of
Caleb?
Saying, he just wears clothes that are so huge.
With a really big suit. That's what it was like. But he thanked Haley on stage.
Yeah.
And they obviously was posted on TikTok. And people are just so mean. Oh my God. People are like, no joke. Tons of comments.
TikTok comments are the fucking worst.
And this is the only reason I'm pointing them out is just because of how absurd they are, and I hope nobody takes them literally. Sometimes the comment sections on TikTok could be very funny, but sometimes they could also be very bad. All of the comments were like, he's just thanking her because of TikTok. Like, they think they're that important that Justin Bieber went on stage and thanked his wife because the TikTok people think he doesn't love her.
It's atrocious.
Beliebers still think that Justin Bieber is in love with Selena Gomez.
Oh.
He might be, but like they're like really honing in on that.
I don't even know honing if it's
in
like
on, is that a word? Honing in.
Honing in.
Honing in.
With an N.
Honing.
Honing.
Pam or Pam?
Talk about this?
No. It's honing though. I definitely
I think
know
we've talked about
this. Why are you rolling
before
your eyes? I've never brought up the word honing.
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 You would never say I'm homing in. That doesn't even.
Pam or Pan? Are you saying Pam?
With two N's.
Honing.
Honing in versus home in.
What?
I'm telling you, it's a thing.
Yeah, but Fran, you're acting like we've had this conversation. We did not.
I could have sworn we did.
I did not hit her. I did not hit her.
I did not.
I did not. Oh, hi, Mark.
Honing
in. Let it go. Let it go. You take the L.
Hold this out real quick.
No, I'm not saying she was using the wrong one. I'm just saying that they're two things.
All right, honing in, homing in.
Honing
whatever
in is like when you're like
like focusing.
Yeah, it's to sharpen a knife or perfect a skill.
And then what was the other one? Home in?
Like, yeah.
What does that even mean? Like your home?
Like you're like getting cozy, like you're getting comfortable?
Yeah. I can't even properly read how this is telling me it is right now.
Wow. Is that confusing?
Is it home in or hone in? Merriam-Webster. Both are used, but home in does a better job of hitting the mark. What to know? Home in is the more common phrase for figuratively or literally finding and moving directly towards something. Home can be a verb.
I
want to
know what to edit
finding
his eye roll
one's
into the YouTube.
Way to a destination.
Whatever.
It's very similar.
Whatever. Anyways.
I don't have anything else to say about the VMAs.
Neither do I.
What did you think about Doja Cat?
I guess that noise I made didn't really sound great, but I didn't love her fucking worm thing, her crab shoes.
Yeah.
I didn't like that whole bit. I didn't like all that. Why don't you just wear cool outfits that are nice? Like, why do you got to dress up like a fucking worm?
Yeah. I loved Cyndi Lauper. Madonna is Madonna, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I also really like the Foo Fighters.
Oh, yes.
Foo Fighters are great.
Love the Foo Fighters.
Foo Fighters are fucking awesome.
But
sometimes
way,
it's just like, no offense to like the other performances and whatnot.
You're like, wow, these guys can.
But sometimes you like throw in like a good rock and roll performance and you're like, this is the good stuff.
Yep.
Give me a little bit more of this.
Right.
Sometimes.
Oh, we didn't even talk about Olivia Rodrigo. She looked great.
Great.
Good for her.
Yep. Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you, Olivia. She looked great. Very exciting. I think she had to have been probably very nervous for like first big award show, all of those things. People think Billie Eilish snubbed J-Lo. I don't know if Billie was just like minding her own business. But J-Lo came on stage and she didn't look that excited.
I couldn't imagine what beef Billie had.
No. I couldn't imagine either. But I want to.
Maybe she's just not a fan.
I love women. Like, J-Lo is also just so beautiful. Like, girls are beautiful.
Yeah.
You
are right.
You're just like, wow. Like, they all just look so good.
Everyone did look really beautiful.
And you just appreciate it. You're like, you're all looking great.
Yep. I agreed. It's a good way to transition into Ben and Jen.
So these amazing pictures of Ben Affleck and J-Lo came out. And if you're watching on the YouTube, we'll put them up so you could see them if you haven't.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. I can't believe.
I love her hair.
Every
like
time
that.
We talk about Ben and Jen.
Blows my mind every time.
The photos of when Ben was going through like just a rough time, looking out on the beach, towel wrapped around his waist, big ass tattoo on the back, compared to the pictures of him with J-Lo on this red carpet. You could see the glow up. You could see how happy he is, healthy. He looks great. They both look incredibly happy together. I'm just,
it's unbelievable.
What a love story for the ages.
It's,
for real. Don't
no,
you think
I know.
It's crazy?
It is. It's wild. And then I saw a bunch of people saying that, it was 18 years ago, like this week, that they broke off their engagement. That's so fucking long. Like 18 years later.
18
I don't
years
know
later,
if it's the most romantic thing ever or like the worst thing ever.
And they still look incredible.
Yeah, I know.
Incredible. I have chills. I love Ben Affleck. I love Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck or Matt Damon?
Ben Affleck.
Wow.
Ben Affleck's tall.
Or I was just saying, like, not just like.
Oh, looks, movies?
Like, just like in general. Like
in general.
Person.
Ben Affleck.
All
ben Affleck
around.
Say the F word.
All around. I don't know. There's pros and cons.
What about movies?
Matt Damon has been married for a long time, so give him credit for that.
True.
Family man.
What are we giving people credit for, marriages and divorces?
Well, I mean, you know, Ben Affleck's been through.
He's been quite
a couple at
a
this
couple.
Point.
He's been through a lot, Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
But I always root for him. You know that. I root for Ben Affleck hard. Yeah. I don't know why. I feel like he's a really good guy at heart. I don't know. Who's your choice, Matt Damon or Ben Affleck? Fuck, marry, kill. The way that Noah just nodded his head at me, ready for this question.
I'm ready for the third. Choice.
Ben Affleck, Matt Damon, Mark Wahlberg.
Kill Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty easy kill.
Fuck Ben Affleck, marry Matt Damon.
Okay, Fran?
Mine's probably the same.
Yeah, I guess if you're going to marry one of them, it's going to be Matt Damon. He's the you like you said.
If we're debating Ben Affleck and Matt Damon, I think you got to throw a third that could compete.
Okay,
let me
think.
Like, you got to throw like Leo or something in there.
No, because Leo, I feel like Ben Affleck, Matt Damon, and Mark Wahlberg, maybe because they're all from Boston, I'm throwing into one category. Whereas, like, Leonardo DiCaprio, are they all from Boston? Yeah.
What?
They're all from Boston.
Yeah, all those three, not Leo.
No. I'm saying Leo, I throw into category with, like, Brad Pitt.
What about John Krasinski? Boston guy.
But he's younger. I feel like he's younger than them. Like, I'm thinking, like, same. Like, Mark Wahlberg, Matt Damon, Ben Affleck, they're all in the same generation. Right?
Yeah. I just think I just think Mark Wahlberg never wins against those two, like, ever.
No, no, he doesn't. Just throwing him in.
That's what I was just saying. I need someone in there who I would pick over those two.
Boston's. Like,
which I just
Boston.
Said, John Krasinski. I would probably marry John Krasinski.
And then who
and
do you
then
kill?
I'd, and
kill
then
Ben Affleck.
I'd probably marry Matt Damon and kill Ben Affleck.
Yeah, I feel like I was going to say Leo, Brad Pitt, and Ben Affleck, but Ben Affleck gets killed in that situation.
I sneaky might kill Brad Pitt in that situation.
Really? Whoa.
Well, I guess.
I'm fucking Brad Pitt.
Yeah, I was going to say, I guess, yeah.
You guys like Edward Norton?
But no, the pictures.
John Favreau.
Chris Evans. He's from Boston.
Chris
Evans is literally kicking both Ben Affleck and Matt Damon in the throat, and they're going to fall off the bridge.
Yeah.
Like, how tall is Matt Damon? And I'm not really like a height. I don't really care about people's height.
Take a guess.
But I feel like Matt Damon's sneaky short.
Yeah, he definitely is.
5'8", it probably says.
It says 5'10".
5'10". It says 5'8".
He's 5'8".
It's never right. Yeah.
Ben Affleck is apparently 6'4". Mark Wahlberg is 5'8". So
Ben Affleck is 6'4".
That means Mark Wahlberg's really like 5'5", probably.
Mark Wahlberg is so tiny. I've never seen him, but I could tell.
What do they list Justin Bieber's height at? If you Google it.
I think 5'10".
I was laughing.
5'9". Yeah, he's 5'8".
Justin Bieber's speech at the VMAs, like... And I'm not going to say anything.
Oh, we're back on the VMAs.
Yeah, never mind. No, but you brought up Bieber, and I was like, his speech, I was like...
Circling back.
I could talk about Ben Affleck.
The
all
pictures.
Day.
His tattoo.
I don't know
do you
when.
Think he still has
do,
that?
I'm not quite sure when I'm going to get to the point where seeing pictures of Ben and Jen don't just like fucking throw me for a loop. Like, especially ones like this where they're like lovingly staring into each other's eyes. And I'm just like, this is a real ass thing that's happening right
Isn't
now.
Isn't it crazy though?
And like, I am convinced this is real. Like, I'm officially off like this is like fake and for publicity.
Maybe it started that way.
Yeah, I don't know.
I never thought it was for publicity. I just feel like Ben Affleck's not a publicity kind of guy. Oh, wait, no, he definitely is. I mean, the pictures of him and Ana de Armas. Who knows? But I never got that feeling. I just find it incredible. Like you mentioned, 18 years have gone by.
18
Somehow these
years.
Two.
That's kind of crazy. So for anyone who like is like just broke up, maybe in like 20 years. together.
That's what I thought.
Isn't
I was
that
like,
crazy
I was like,
about?
Damn, if I go through my life and like.
You could break up, have
and
kids.
And I, like, somehow end up with my fucking, like, high school boyfriend or something in 20 years.
Just kill me.
Yeah. That's why I said I don't know if it's incredibly romantic or awful.
I think when you're Ben and Jen, it's great.
Yeah, absolutely.
If J-Lo ended up with her boyfriend from, like, before she was famous, it'd be like, oh, that would be kind of romantic,
too. I think she's going to be wearing a ring very soon. There's all those rumors that he was ring shopping and everything. I think he's going to propose again.
Does this add another engagement, or does it stay the same?
It's one adds.
Yeah, he just goes and gets the ring out of his like shoebox.
Closet. Yeah. He has a whole. But I've been keeping this.
It absolutely adds.
It adds.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
For both
there's
of them.
There's no like it's the same person, so it just counts as one. No, this is another engagement.
How's Jennifer Garner?
About to say Gardner.
I know you saw how slowly I said that one. Garner.
I mean, I haven't seen too much.
They still
home
see each other
with her
for their kids.
And she does post on Instagram, you know, often enough.
My mom loves Jennifer Garner.
Love.
Like, love. She sends me all her videos. So I'm like,
well, she's great on
like,
Instagram.
Yeah, who doesn't love her?
She's so cute. And she's just like.
She kind of just fell off. Like, what is she
She's just
now?
Like doing great things.
She does a lot of commercial work.
Yeah, all these commercials. Like. What's the last movie she was in?
I don't know. It's a good question.
13 going on 30.
Noah's just roasting Jennifer Garner.
I mean, Jennifer Garner's on Instagram, you know, like saving like Afghan refugees. So,
good for her. Good for her.
Yeah, that's
I mean,
great.
2 days
I like
ago,
that
she's like posting about saving
name,
children.
Without taking a pause.
Brain
like.
Was like, Noah, shut the fuck up. Jennifer's out here saving people. Would you please stop?
Yeah. I have absolutely zero bad things
no,
to say
I don't,
about Jennifer
I don't
Garner.
Actually
No, we're not saying anything bad about Jennifer Garner.
Oh my god,
Gardner.
All right, that's it, folks. A couple things to talk about with Britney Spears. One, it appears like the conservatorship might be coming to an end. Jamie Spears And the latest documents said that he not only would step down, but he thinks, like, you know, it's the conservatorship could end at this point. Britney's lawyers think he's just doing it to save himself from having to, like, go to court for conservatorship abuse. He said, Britney's lawyer said, it appears that Mr. Spears believes he can try to avoid accountability and justice, including sitting for a sworn deposition and answering other discoveries under oath. But as we assess his filing, which was inappropriately sent to the media before it was served on counsel, our investigation will continue. Alleged documents from a past hearing suggest that Jamie Spears would have to pay a bond of $47 million if found guilty of conservatorship abuse. So Jamie Spears, I think, is big time trying to just go, like, hide in a hole for the rest of his life and not, you know, have to answer for any of the shit that he did.
As he should. Just go away.
Well, I think he should have to answer for all the shit that he did.
That too, but
yeah,
the fact that this is happening, I feel like, is a good thing.
Yeah.
Because I guess finally, you know,
it is technically a legal victory is what they said.
Right. Exactly. I feel like this is a step in the right direction. She's now engaged, though.
Also
engaged.
And that's
where my concern lies.
I like this guy. I don't know. I don't know if that's bad, good. I know everyone talks about him being an aspiring actor, all those things, but he jokes about it. And at this point, like, she has had so many boyfriends and things like that. Like, she should, if this guy is the one that she wants to marry,
wait, do you think she wasn't allowed? She wasn't allowed to get married up until now. Is that what?
I mean, she had said that, yeah. So
the second she could, she's like.
Yeah. I think that, yes, we got a free Britney, you know, all that. I don't think she's totally okay, though. Like, I think we got to point that out, too. Like, I don't think Britney Spears is, like, perfectly okay. I don't know if getting engaged is going to be the best thing right now. I mean, who am I to say?
No, know, I'm
still trying to get married in Vegas.
I'm okay, though, kind of. Barely.
I think she is letting her hair down. She's going full, like, free spirit. She wants to post what she wants to post. She is getting a freedom that she's never had before. Is it concerning? Maybe. But, you know, at this point, it's like, we got to let her try. If it fails, it fails, but she deserves the opportunity to make these decisions.
That's a great point. I think you got to do what you want to do. Yeah. Go for it. Live your life, Britney. It's just like, I don't know. You know, people mention, like, are they getting a prenup, and then he posted a funny thing about it.
Yeah, he joked about getting the prenup. But.
And if this is what's going to make her happy, that's great. Then she should do that.
I think she loves being a mom so much she wants to have more kids.
Yeah, then that's great. I just don't feel like... I think that people... Yes, Britney Spears should not be like have her dad control her life or people controlling her life, but I don't think Britney Spears is like 100% okay.
Right, well, she certainly shouldn't just be like, you know, not going to therapy or like not seeing not having good people around her and in her team and helping her make... some decisions. But yeah, I feel like, you know, you see what she's posting on Instagram and you're still kind of like, is everything all right?
No person who has been under what she been through what she has and has been under this control is gonna be
like looking like a perfectly normal citizen.
Yeah, like, oh, everything's fine, Dan, you're just gonna snap right back into life. Yeah. That's just not gonna happen.
Impossible.
So that's why I feel like it's kind of like what people mentioned about John Mulaney, like all of a sudden, boom, he's in a relationship and having a kid.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, well, I don't know. Maybe you should just slow it down for a second. Maybe don't make any rash decisions. But
right. It's like a teenager who's been under insane control by, like, family or whatever. And then, like they finally go to college and they fucking go buck wild. Mm-hmm.
It was always the kids with the strictest parents that were the craziest.
Yeah.
Like, my friends that had really strict parents would just completely black out whenever they were, like, allowed to sleep out. My parents didn't care at all what I did, so I just, like, mildly...
You're like, I just did it every night.
Yeah, no, not even... I would just, like, drink and go home and, like, be normal. Like, I didn't feel like I had to, like, go fucking crazy.
Yeah. So, Britney is going to keep making these bigger life decisions now that she can actually do it, because it did seem like this is something she's wanted to do for a long time. Marriage, more kids... And now with what seems to be these things, conservatorship things, potentially coming to an end, she's going to be doing those things. But I do think that her lawyer is clearly helping. Like, it's here we are, Jamie, and Jamie Spears is backing down. At the end of the day, he just needs to be gone, so I think he's going to be gone. Last but certainly not least for me is the Dancing with the Stars cast. Yes. It has been revealed. We got a great, great cast of characters this season. Fewer athletes than I thought. You know, a lot of times there's more retired athletes.
Oh, you're not getting your
like
athlete
that.
Fix?
Yeah, you know, I like when there's, you know, a couple of football players or like things like that.
Eye candy on the show?
Yeah, you know me. But this season we have, I'll start from the top. We got Jimmy Allen. He's a country singer. Mm-hmm. Don't really know too much about him.
Next.
He's very, you know, up and coming. He won the New Male Artist of the Year award at the Academy of Country Music Awards. So I feel like his stock's going up. People are starting to recognize him, things like that. Melanie C, Sporty Spice. Love that.
Love.
Little Spice Girls action in there. You got it. Anytime you have a Dance with the Stars week one where you know there's 100% going to be a Spice Girls song, fantastic.
That's the perfect person to go on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, for sure. And I don't really know too much about Sporty Spice.
She wasn't the most famous.
No. Christine Chu, she's in Bling Empire, which I never watched Bling Empire, but
people
massive
love
show.
Bling Empire.
Massive, massive show on Netflix. So she's going to be on. I'm probably saying her name wrong. Melora Hardin. She played Jan on The Office.
I mean, you're
Melora.
You're looking at me like, yeah, I don't know how to pronounce it.
She I think people see her and they're like, oh, Jan from The Office. Yeah. She will be on this season. Fucking I
that's
love
amazing.
That. Love that. Olivia Jade, which we've talked about.
Yeah, we gotta dive into that. Olivia Jade.
We did talk about it though because
it was already announced.
Yep, and so. Matt James, those two we knew. Amanda Kloots, who I think everybody recognizes because, unfortunately, you know, she lost her husband to COVID, Nick Cordero. And it was like it was a very big story. It was out in the news for a long time, talking about his battle and potentially, you know, it got very, very bad, like amputation things. Mm-hmm. It was wild. So she's a Broadway dancer and a former Rockette. Now she is a trainer. She's also on The Talk. So she's going to be on Dancing with the Stars, which will absolutely make me cry multiple times. I already know that's going to come. Martin Cove, Cobra Kai, baby. John Kreese, Karate Kid. Kudos to him. He is 75 years old.
What? I don't want to do this. I don't want to go off on a tangent, so I'm going to make it real quick. You said the name Martin.
Yeah, Martin.
Went out Friday night, and people were like, Steve Martin is here. Isn't that one of the funniest, most random people to be at a club? I have no idea if that's true.
There's no way he was.
I would also say there's no shot, but like that was a thing that was being said. That Steve
sounds
Martin.
Sounds like a Tommy Smokes rumor.
No, yeah, it sounds like a rumor, but it was like Steve Martin's. People were freaking out. They were like, Steve Martin's here. I was like, what?
Kai.
Steve Martin?
That is unbelievable.
Steve Martin.
Yeah, there's no shot. 0% chance that was Steve Martin.
Cheaper by the dozen.
Yeah. Suni Lee. Olympic gold medalist. I love when the gymnasts are on. They're normally very good, so I feel like there's probably some pressure there as well. The Miz.
This fucking Mike, guy.
Yeah.
Mike the Miz. He just pops up into every
credit
show.
Credit to his agent. Credit to him for getting him on Dancing with the Stars. Seriously.
Who's Miz's agent?
Call me. Cody. Oh, Kenny Moore. Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Yes.
She will be on. Cody Rigsby, who I'm very excited for.
Oh, people are really excited.
Peloton trainer. Cody is fantastic.
Your mom loves Cody.
Loves Cody. Cody's also my favorite Peloton instructor as well. He just fucking gets
the people going.
Gets me pumping. You get a good like 90s or 2000s pop Cody ride, and it's great. Mm-hmm. It's great. Brian Austin Green, Dancing with the Stars.
Imagine they danced to MGK's song.
Well, so this is the thing, and I'm pretty sure it's going to be.
This wouldn't.
Yeah, that just never would have been impossible. I completely ignored that statement. He is. Yeah, he is. The rumor is not confirmed, but I am sure, is that he is dancing with Sharna, who is his girlfriend, which we haven't really had like a pre-established celebrity and pro couple than going on the show together. But I that would make the most sense. That's, you know, that's juicy.
Some walk the VMAs, some do Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, well.
To each their own.
Yep. I'm excited for it because you always talk about the chemistry of the partners and like, ooh, like maybe they like each other, like what's going on. Mm-hmm. You already have that for these two. Could get steamy.
Do you think
get a good Argentine tango going for these two?
Do you think they had to beg the casting department to let Brian Austin Green on the show?
No.
Or do you think he fits the mold?
No, I think this was an easy sell because I do think like selling a couple being on the show, like they'll be like, yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
100%. I think they would love that. JoJo Siwa, who, you know, we knew as well. She's going to have a female partner. And the last one is Iman Shumpert. So that's the athlete. I thought, you know, normally sometimes there's a couple more, but a basketball player, he's, you know, baby daddy to Teyana Taylor. Are they married?
I think they are. But I bet he's a good dancer just because
he's
married to her.
You remember that music video they did together?
Yes.
Yeah, fucking hot as hell.
Fade. Wait, yeah,
great song.
Oh, he was at the end of it or something?
He was in it. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. He had to have been. I can't.
I thought
be
the whole video was just her dancing.
It was, but I can't be remembering that wrong.
I know they were in a video together. Maybe it was a different one.
Let me see. Hold on. Yeah, he was in it. Remember?
Oh, yeah. Yes. And they like looked really like creepy at the end.
Yeah, she said that.
Great music video.
Teyana Taylor says, husband and Iman tried to get me pregnant the night of Fade video premiere.
Yeah.
Not shocking. Makes sense.
Not
remember when
shocking
she premiered
at
that at, was that at the VMAs? Like she danced like on stage for a Fade. It's crazy.
Probably. She is unbelievable.
I
She's
was
so
just gonna say
hot.
The same thing.
It's like
unbelievable.
Like not to go back to talking about the VMAs again, but
yes.
And you know
her and Normani.
Her and Normani were fucking.
We can't even
insane.
Speak.
I know. They have us absolutely speechless. But I'm excited. It's like, once again, they do a great job of grabbing people from all different corners of celebrity.
I'm always excited for Dancing with the Stars season just for you and
yes,
to hear
you.
It through you. Like,
thank you.
We talk about Dancing with the Stars throughout the season, and it's just little updates of Fran being frustrated, happy, whatever it is. So this is your season.
Thanks.
And we're excited.
Yep, yep. Listen up, we've got some tea and you all are going to be obsessed. We spoke with the Abercrombie team and they told us that they were going to launch a wedding shop. Well, we lost it because, as you know, we are both getting ready to get Abercrombie and Hitched. The whole vibe of Abercrombie these days is clothes you'd wear for a perfect long weekend, and all their customers were like, hey, we spend long weekends traveling for weddings these days. And then Abercrombie was like, we love that. Let us just give you everything you could ever possibly want and love to wear for all things wedding. So they did. It has everything. Tons of dresses, jumpsuits, pants, swimsuits, pajamas, pantsuits, and all perfectly curated for different events, bachelorettes, brunches, showers, ceremonies as a guest and ceremonies as a bride, reception, and even honeymoon. It is incredible. Check out the Abercrombie Wedding Shop on Abercrombie.com. Go shop it now.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back for another game of Beat Rhea and Fran. This is game 19, and we are joined by Sophia and Evia from Canada, two sisters.
Absolute adorable sister
so
duo.
Beautiful. Such a beautiful sister duo. Welcome to the show. What makes you guys pop culture experts?
Well, I mean, obviously your show and working from home, I have trivia on all the time. Should be working right now, but it's fine.
This is so much more important.
This is way more important.
It is. And yeah, like we're sisters, obviously, as you know, so we kind of like brown each other out and we kind of bounce ideas off of each other and kind of have like telepathy. So hopefully we'll do well.
That is true. That does happen often. I think sister pairs sometimes mm-hmm. you can connect that way. So we'll just lay it out for you. We're going to do 15 questions. Whoever has the most points at the end is the winner. If you get the question wrong, the other side has the opportunity to steal the points. To determine who goes first, Noah will tell us a movie, and we have to guess the Rotten Tomato score. You guys will guess first, then it'll go to us, back to you, back to us, and we will determine who goes first. So, Noah, what is today's movie?
Today's movie is I Love You, Beth Cooper.
I Love You, Beth Cooper.
If it wasn't for your thumbs, you'd be a great hand model.
Oh, don't, you know, look, my mom's told me that every day of my life.
Where did that even come from?
I was staring at her hands. She has a very nice manicure, and her rings look so lovely right now. And then in my head, I was like, Fran should be a hand model. Mm. And then I was like, oh, the thumbs. They wouldn't cast her.
Because you get like plastic surgery on your thumbs?
We talked about this. Let's get into this. Okay, but just so you know, I was thinking it. But they wouldn't.
I thought it. I've got great fingers.
I would cast your thumbs. They wouldn't, though.
No, they wouldn't. They wouldn't.
All right, you guys.
Okay, back to the truth. What is, all right, first guess for I Love You, Beth Cooper.
Okay, I'm going to go with 43%.
Where are you?
26.
Do a high, like 51.
I'm going to, did you say 26?
Mm-hmm.
This is not strategic, but that is a bad movie, no?
It's a good bad
movie. Like, it's a good movie, but it's like, it would be a critically bad movie.
It's like critically bad movie.
Yeah. I'm going to go with, like, 11%.
13.
Oh, nice.
Good. Good stuff.
It's low.
That makes up for last week's. I kept my mouth shut on that one. I was like, I'm not going to tell her where to guess.
Smart.
All right. Question number one. Shout out Lizzie and Ren from College Station. I just want to say to Lizzie and Ren, they send me, like, questions every day. I appreciate it. We will get you on the show.
Oh,
but it's, like, they send me, like, every day, and it's always, like, we're still waiting. Like, you're seen.
Lizzie and Ren. Lizzie.
Oh, you are seen. We saw today that Noah has his funny pants on, and he does.
He does.
Anyways.
Okay.
We see you. We hear you.
You are seen.
Yes. Okay. Question number one to Ryan Fran. Which actor made a cameo in Eurotrip as the angry lead singer of the punk band that is performing at the graduation party?
Joe just had this movie on. Shit. It's Matt Damon, right? Scotty doesn't know. Scotty, and I embarrassingly did not know until fairly recently that Scotty Doesn't Know, like, wasn't a real song. That it, like, came from the movie. I did not know that.
I didn't know that until now either.
Real song. It's Matt Damon, I'm pretty sure. Matt Damon, final answer.
Correct.
Way to go, Fran. That's nice.
But, like, I always thought Scotty Doesn't Know was a song sang by, like, a real band, and it's literally from a movie.
Have you guys seen Eurotrip?
I've only seen bits and Joe put it on the other day, but it was the second half.
Yeah.
And Matt Damon had already performed.
But that scene is worth it.
And Joe was like, what do you mean you've never seen this movie? Scotty Doesn't Know? And I was like, what?
It's so funny.
The more you know.
Yep.
All right. Question number two. Ryan Frenner up 1-0. This is to Sophia and Evia.
Oh, you can do it, Noah.
Sorry, I just wanted to make sure I got it right. Okay. Shout out Morgan from Raleigh, North Carolina. What foreign country were Dylan and Cole Sprouse born in? A, Mexico. B, England. C, Canada. D, Italy.
I don't think it was Canada. I was
going to
say Mexico, too.
I'm going to
do it. Yeah. Okay. Mexico.
Incorrect.
It's Italy. It is Italy, right?
It's Italy. Confirmed.
Correct.
Italy, final answer.
You think I don't know where Dylan Sprouse is born? Yeah. Come on. I was so excited for that question.
That's funny.
2-0, Ryan Fran. This is question 3. Shout out Isabel from Cleveland.
That's why I like Dylan so much, because I was like, oh, wait, he's not Italian, but he was born in Italy.
That means he has
citizenship
in both. That's cool.
That is cool.
Okay. 2-0, Ryan Fran. Shout out Isabel from Cleveland. This is 2, Ryan Fran. Rank these Nickelodeon shows from most to least episodes. Drake and Josh, Zoe 101, iCarly, Victorious.
I think the most,
it's gotta be iCarly.
Is iCarly. Second, I would say
Victorious. Zoe 101 and Drake and Josh don't have
I would almost
episodes.
Put Drake and Josh last.
Yeah. Drake and Josh has a shockingly low yes. amount of episodes.
Yes, they do. I would say iCarly.
Victorious.
iCarly, Victorious. Zoe 101.
Zoe 101.
Drake
and Josh. Okay, final answer. iCarly, Victorious, Zoe 101, Drake and Josh.
Incorrect.
Ah.
We're gonna do iCarly, Victorious, and then flip them.
Yeah.
Zoe, Drake and Josh, Zoe 101.
Okay, can you one more time?
Okay, iCarly, Victorious, Drake and Josh, Zoe 101.
Also incorrect.
Oh, shit.
The correct answer is iCarly.
Zoe 101.
iCarly at 97 episodes. Zoe 101, 61. Mm-hmm. Victorious, 57. Drake and Josh, 56.
Yeah, you just have to flip the
surprising. Close. I feel like Drake and Josh had a billion.
That's what you would think. You would think. And then you go on Hulu to watch and you realize
that there's not. It was just such good
quality episodes.
Did you guys see that Seinfeld's coming to Netflix?
Yes.
All
really?
Seinfeld.
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
It's already on Hulu.
I think they moved it.
They're gonna move it back.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Okay.
Whatever, I watch it anyway.
I feel like it's easier to watch on Netflix.
That's awesome.
Okay. Still 2-0 Ray and Fran. This question is to Sophia and Evia. Shout out Abby from Denver. Who is Taylor Swift's love interest in the White Horse music video?
You have to know this. I've seen like every single one.
I know.
Like, see the song. I'll just throw up anything.
Throw a heartthrob.
Five seconds.
Say something random.
Like,
time is up.
Taylor Lautner.
Incorrect.
Stephen Colletti, final answer.
Correct.
Nailed it. Nice.
That one is a tough one.
We're feeling that good today.
Tough, huh? I am feeling good. I'm telling you, as soon as Starbucks had lemonade this morning, it put me in the best mood.
Fran, no joke, welcomed me into the office with open arms.
She jumped into my arms.
She went, she got down like this, and I jumped in her arms.
Why does Starbucks not usually have lemonade?
They're out all the time of lemonade, and I can't get the black tea lemonade.
Everyone was
today,
like, you guys do this often?
I ask the Starbucks lady all the time. Like, she knows me because I walk in and I say, you got lemonade today? And most of the time she says no, and then I literally walk out because that's all I've
The same thing when they don't have the nitro cold brew for me.
Yeah, like, and today she looked at me and was like, we got it.
Oh, wow. All right. 3-0 Rhian Fran. This question is to Rhian Fran. Question number 5. Shout out Rachel from Chaska, Minnesota. Which actor or actress had a prominent role on The Office and Parks and Rec?
What actor or actress had a prominent role in The Office and Parks and Rec?
I just watched both of them.
I mean, I watch Parks and Rec all the time.
15 seconds.
Rashida Jones. Ah, Rashida Jones, final answer.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah.
There you go. There you go. Oh, you want
to... Oh, I didn't even put your hands out like...
No, I wasn't actually, but then I saw you were going to go first.
Oh, I thought you were doing it.
Yeah, no. Okay.
Okay. That was terrible. Okay.
Okay. 4-0 Rand for right now. I'm going to need Sophie and Evia to...
You guys remind me of DJ and Stephanie.
They're so cute.
I'm Full House.
Okay.
In the best way.
I have faith that you guys are going to get this one. Have you seen Step Brothers?
Well, it's...
You're just fully rooting for Sophie and Evia at this point.
I'm rooting for a good game.
Yep.
Okay. Question number 6. Shout out Danielle from upstate New York. What song does the family sing in the car in the movie Step Brothers?
I haven't seen it in like years. Sure.
Don't stop believing.
Sure. Not a bad guess. We were just watching this at your house the other night.
Yeah.
She's got eyes like the bluest sky.
Yeah, but what's Sweet Child of Mine? Oh, Sweet Child of Mine. I was going to say, what's the name of the song?
Sweet Child of Mine.
Yes.
Okay. I'm Derek.
Derek, and I could sing high like this. Bum, 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 bum.
Okay, 5-0.
And I could sing high.
Okay.
Bow.
Okay. So that's okay. I pay for singing lessons 5 days a week.
So good.
All right, 5-0, Ran Fran. This is question number 7. Shout out Jillian from Illinois. And this question is to Ran Fran. What is Jacob's nickname for Bella in the Twilight movies?
Loca.
I almost just spit my water across the table.
Is that it?
I don't know. You said it so confidently.
Nobody
that
says
seconds,
her. Where you been, Loca? That's not what he calls her.
But
10 seconds.
I don't remember.
Five.
I do not remember.
Loca.
Final answer.
Final answer.
Correct.
Yes!
No! No! That's really what it is?
Yes.
I said that so...
Well, because there's that one line that everybody would make fun of when he comes out of the house and he's like...
How you doing, Loca? Or something like, where you been, Loca?
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
All right, 6-0. 6-0 Ran Fran now.
That was funny.
This question is to Sophia and Evia. Shout out Cindy from Fayetteville, North Carolina. Name the current real-life spouses of these Gossip Girl stars. Blake Lively, Leighton Meester, and Penn Badgley.
Ryan Reynolds. Blake Lively. It's Penn Badgley. The guy from you. Oh, wait.
No
idea.
15 seconds.
Ryan Reynolds, that's it. Yeah.
5. Nothing.
No.
All right,
Ryan
Fran.
I don't
Reynolds,
know Penn Badgley.
Adam Brody, and then I do not know
Adam
Ben
Brody.
Badgley.
Is Penn Badgley married to like an actress?
Apparently. I didn't know Penn Badgley.
Huh?
I thought Penn Badgley was
No, he's got, a, he's got a kid, I think. Or, Penn Badgley is married to...
10 seconds.
I have literally no idea.
It's got to be another teen star.
I when he says it, I'm going to be like, ah, oh, of course, but I don't...
We don't know.
No.
Domino Kirk.
Would have never gotten that.
Who the
don't
hell
even
is that?
Know who that is.
Domino?
Domino.
Her name is Domino?
Yeah.
Okay, yep.
No,
is an English-American singer and actress.
Well.
Oh, yeah. Domino.
But honestly, yeah, I wasn't sure if I saw that question. I'm like, I'm assuming.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
Don't
okay.
know.
Certainly don't know who that is.
All right. Still 6-0, Ran Fran. And this question is to Ran Fran. Shout out Kate from Denver. Name 3 of Michael Scott's characters / alter egos.
Prison Mike.
That's all. I only know Prison Mike.
Just Prison Mike. Alter ego / characters. I think that's all I'm gonna come
up
with.
Yeah, I don't know.
I can't think of anything else.
Okay, to
official
Sophie and Evie.
Pass.
He's a big office man. Okay. Prison Mike, Date Mike, and Mykonos. I think that's his name.
Correct.
There you go. Let's go.
Got it.
Never was.
I had a huge list here. There's like a billion.
Really?
Yeah. Michael Scam, Michael Klump, Prison
Michael
Mike,
Klump.
Date Mike, Mykonos, Michael Wonka. Caleb Crawdad, Santa Bond, Jesus Christ.
Wow, Michael there's a lot.
Magic,
wow, I could have just literally named.
Squeezy. Yeah. All right, 6-1. And this is question number 10. And this is, I'm going to play a clip. And you tell me what the clip is from. This is to Sophia and Evia.
Modern Family.
Incorrect.
The voice is Mila Kunis, right?
Can you play it again?
Took our reservation. Oh, wait. Is this date night?
Is that the answer we're
going
with?
Final answer?
Date night.
Date night, final answer.
Correct.
Wow. Wow.
Tina Fey, that was the only reason I was. Yeah.
And
yeah.
James Franco and yeah. Michael, or not Michael Scott, Steve Carell. All right.
Nice.
7-1. What did you think about that movie pick?
Well, we got it. So
slightly obscure, but.
But I think that's obscure. A good movie.
Yep.
Okay. 7-1 now. Rhea and Fran. This question is also to Rhea and Fran. Shout out Noor from Pakistan.
Wow.
Whoa.
Yeah. Which actress played a crazy iCarly superfan on the show? A. Emily Ratajkowski. B. Emma Stone. C. Jane Lynch. D. Emma Watson.
Emily Ratajkowski. Right? That was like her one thing. Yeah. Everybody talked about that she was on iCarly.
Yes.
Emily Ratajkowski.
Emily Ratajkowski.
Incorrect.
Oh, shit. She was on iCarly.
She was, for 100%.
Yes, you're right. Emma Stone.
Correct.
Wow.
Yep.
I don't remember that one.
I don't know that. Yeah, me either.
I looked it up.
Must have missed that one.
Yeah.
Okay.
They have so many episodes.
Yeah. iCarly, the most episodes.
Yeah.
7-2 now. This question is to Sophia and Evia. Shout out Allison from Minnesota. What actor does Hannah Montana mention in Best of Both Worlds?
What did you just sing the whole song? I don't know. Do you have anything?
No.
Time is up. Nothing?
I just sang the whole first verse in the chorus, and there's no...
it's them.
I know.
No, their time is up.
I mean, is this the right song? Because I also sang the whole song, and I can't get an actor in my name either.
Out front.
Ooh, oh, hottest styles, every shoe, every color. And when you're famous, it can be kind of fun. Really, even know what I discover. In some ways, I'm just like all your friends. Nothing, I'm a star. You get the best of both worlds.
This is going to be a controversial question.
Mix it all together and you know you get the best of both worlds.
Time's up.
Okay,
you know what? This is controversial because it's in the song. It goes, you go to the movie premieres. Is that Orlando Bloom?
Oh, you go to movie premieres and then it says it in the back?
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, I also don't, like, once the first verse and the chorus, I don't know the rest of the words.
Song.
Yeah.
Oh, because it's shorter. You're saying there's a full version.
There is a full version, but there is also, like, the theme song cuts short.
That's all right. We'll both take an L on that.
Yeah. All right. Still 7-2, Rian Fran. This is question number 13. Shout out Lacey from Toronto. And this is to Rian Fran. Which TV show did Taylor Swift call out because of a sexist comment about her?
Was it Saved by the Bell?
No, or that was Selena Gomez.
Shit. It was Ginny and Georgia. Ginny and Georgia.
Final answer. Correct. All
right. Ginny and
8-2. Question number 14. This is to Sophie and Evia. Shout out Grace. What is the name of the Outer Banks theme song?
I don't even know this.
It's us, right?
Yes.
Left Hand Free.
Correct.
I would have gotten that one.
I actually don't know the name of the song, but I could sing it, but I don't know the name.
All right, 8-3. This is the final question. Shout out Emily from Omaha, and this is to Rian Fran. In Gossip Girl, Blair is married to a member of a royal family for a short amount of time. What was her title during that time?
Was it Monaco?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Oh, Blair of Monaco?
Monaco.
That sounds right, but I'm only saying it sounds right. You could have said anything. I would have said it.
Princess?
Sounds right.
She wasn't a princess, though. Or was she?
Lady? 10 seconds.
You can say anything right now.
Lady of Monaco.
Incorrect.
You should watch the show.
Watch the show.
Just say something right now.
Princess. Blair. Princess Blair.
Incorrect. The Princess of Dowry.
Oh. Would not have gotten.
Does that ring any bells? No.
No.
All right. Well, the final score is 8-3.
I mean, I got to Google what country that the guy was from.
Another one. Right. Thank you.
Another W. I thought the
another W.
Canadian sisters could take you down.
We thought so too at first.
Noah really does try and pick people
who will try and take us down.
He thinks are going to beat us. But ladies, thank you so much for coming on with us. You guys are so cute. Thank you so much for listening. And this was great.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Bye,
guys.
Love you
guys. Bye. Thank you. We love you, too.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
All right, everyone, we are here with a very special guest. We have Justin Long. Oh. He's a writer, director, actor, producer, podcast host.
Every word in the book, you name it, he
it's
is.
It's a lot of things you do.
Not a chick. I'm not a chick.
Yeah, no. You cannot.
But after today's episode,
yeah,
you can be one.
Honorary.
An honorary chick, I'll take it. That'd be great.
That would be great. How are you doing, Justin? We're so excited to have you.
Thank you for having me. I'm good. I'm yeah, this is a new thing for me because usually I when I'm on these shows like this, I talk about an acting job, and this is something that I directed and I wrote, and so there's a lot more I'm a lot more invested in it. So I'm so appreciative I'm that much more appreciative to you for having me on to let me talk about it. So thanks.
You're very welcome. We are we want to hear about Lady of the Manor. That is the movie you are referring to. Tell us about that, because like you just said, this is like has to be like a baby, right? You just birthed this movie completely yourself.
Yes, which is a gross visual. I get visuals really easily. The visual of me birthing.
Which makes
movie.
You a chick. There you go.
Yeah, that's true.
Full
All
circle.
Right, well, which I know. Yeah. I wrote it with and directed with my brother Christian, and we had an idea. The first idea was about I love going on ghost tours whenever I'm in like any sort of southern city. Like there's a great one in New Orleans, and this one takes place in Savannah. Key West has a good one, but I've always been really into ghosts and that kind of stuff, and we started playing around. We were a little stoned, and we had an idea, as we had a lot of stoned ideas, and you know, if you smoke the next day, you look at them and you're like, oh, that's ridiculous. I don't know what we were thinking. But this was one of those ones that kind of stuck a little bit the next day. And it was about like a comedic version of Psycho, but instead of the mother haunting him, it, Norman Bates, and making him do like murderous things, she's just like annoying. You know, she just like gets in the way when he's trying to hook up,
or
you know, she's a pest. She's like shames him, and she's really like overbearing mom. So we thought that might be funny. And then we've always loved buddy comedies. Like we grew up watching What About Bob and Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, and like movies like that about odd couples. And we thought it'd be really cool to see one like a kind of more gross out guy buddy comedy, but with chicks.
Mm-hmm.
With two ladies. And so we wrote it about these two women, one of whom is like a pot smoking ne'er-do-well. She can't keep a job. She's like kind of adrift in her life, and she gets a job as a tour guide for this like southern.
She said me. She described herself.
Maybe
at least I have a job.
Okay, yeah, you can identify.
Yes, Rhea hosts another podcast here called Because We Got High. So that's why.
No way.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Oh no! Do you do it while you're high?
Allegedly.
Oh wow.
There are some legal ramifications, so yes, that is allegedly.
Oh, I see. Yes. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's allegedly sounds fun.
Yes. Allegedly it's a great time. Yeah.
Oh my god. Well, I know Doug Benson does that show Getting Doug with High. And that is the only time I've smoked on, I think. I mean, there's a long story where I smoked once in a movie and had a panic attack, but I'd be afraid to do that.
Which movie?
It was called Strange Wilderness. It was this kind of a stoner Adam Sandler produced comedy. And I made the mistake of getting really, it was a scene where I had to rip like three really big from this bong. I had to take like three hits of this bong. And it wasn't like a method actor thing. It was truly just to be able to take a big lungful of smoke, because the fake weed they gave wasn't really smoky and it was bothering my lungs. And so I knew a guy on set was holding, had some. So I put in a little nugget there was a hair in the gate, but back in the day there used to be, when they used film, they would check the gate, and sometimes every once in a while there'd be a hair in the gate. I got so I had to smoke a lot. So I smoked a lot. I got paranoid. It was in the middle of the day at Griffith Park. And I couldn't finish shooting. I had to, and Jonah, I remember Jonah Hill was in the movie, and Jonah and I were roommates at the time. And he goes, he did an impression of me later, because we, when he got home that night, I said, how bad was I? Like, was it noticeable? And he goes, dude, you were like, you look like man on wire. He said, you were walking like this. He was like, you were walking like this, like you were on a high wire the whole time. And it was really embarrassing that I couldn't finish, but.
It happens to everybody.
Yeah, no, man, I'll never do that again. But this was, yeah, so this was a concept that was developed with the help of weed.
Love it. That's amazing. Cause like you said, and we jumped in there, but one character is, you know, a little bit lost, and in comes Judy Greer, who's a ghost.
Right. So Melanie Lynskey's character is playing as this tour guide, is pretending to be this woman who lived there. And Judy is, the ghost of that woman. And Judy's character like takes offense at how Melanie's playing her, kind of. She's like, well, I don't. She's like a good, she's like a lady, a proper lady. So she starts haunting her, but in an annoying way, she interrupts her when she's trying to hook up with the guy, and she like stops her from smoking. And she just, so they form this pact where Judy is going to teach her how to be like a proper lady, like a true lady. And so, written by two guys.
Yeah.
And mansplaining what it means to be a lady. Yeah.
I love it. This movie sounds so much fun. And you wrote this with your brother. What's it like working with your brother all the time? Because, you know, siblings can fight.
Yeah. Well, are you guys siblings?
No, we're not. But we might as well be. Well, yeah.
Okay, well, see, that's the thing with us. We're just such good friends, we're brothers. Yeah. But we're like, beyond that, we're just really close. And we don't, it's weird. I don't know. People keep saying that, like, isn't that tough to work with your brother? But we have such similar, I think what it is like, we have a really similar point of view, a sense of humor. And so we just kind of trust each other. There wasn't a moment where like one of us felt really strongly about something that the other one didn't, we were pretty aligned. He was a lot better at talking to the actors. Cause I would get, I tend to be, as you can hear, like long winded. I was really like effusive with the actors. I was like, oh my God. Cause I love Judy Greer and Melanie Lynskey so much. I'm just like a fan, So I found myself like, we had so little time to shoot this movie because it was a low budget movie. So I found myself taking up a lot of time just gushing about what they did in a take. And Christian would then say to me, like, he'd have to then step in and say like, okay, but you guys have to say this line, he'd have to give the note, whatever it was. And so I think they started going to him over me because he was a lot more direct, clear about direction. But I just really trust him. He's the funniest person I know. So it was easy.
You are all like so you're also in this movie. That's like I think a difference too. Like your brother, you are in this movie as an actor, and I'm curious about like that process because you're the writer and the director, and I always am curious about the actors that do this who, you know, direct their own films and then are in it because it's like how do you kind of both and do like did you say I'm going to put myself in this movie.
Right. Like, did you pick your part? Or did a casting director step in and cast you?
Yeah, yeah.
That's a good question. That's a really good question. I'd always wondered about that, too. Like, how do you know when you're in a scene? Because when I'm in a scene, like, it's hard for me to... The whole goal is to just be present to the other actor. And so you block everything out to the point where, like, I even take out my contact lenses. I don't like being able to see the crew and stuff. So you want to be focused. And so I relied on Christian a lot when I was acting to keep an eye on what was going on and how we were doing in the scene. But it was just a matter of like trusting Christian when that happened. But I'd always wondered about that too. Yeah. I think it was, I don't know how I would do it myself. I don't know how I would like be in a scene and know if it was going okay or not enough to give a note. But he was really good about that. He was on top of it. And I just really trusted him. So it was easy. And we wrote the part thinking like it was a part I could play. It was like something I had done. It wasn't like some big stretch for me. Yeah. And we thought if we needed, it all depended on financing. But I ideally would have liked somebody else to play the part. Like we really wanted Jason Ritter, who's Melanie's husband. I think we offered it to him, but he was doing something else. Yeah. We wanted him to play it because we're big fans of Jason's. And I think the next one we do, hopefully we do another one, I won't act in it.
You weren't mad that he turned down the part. You would have loved to have him, but...
I truly would have. It would have been easier for me. It would have been easier to be able to step back and like not do both things. But like I said, it wasn't like a hugely challenging part for me, so I could do it. Yeah.
So did you guys also reach out to Melanie and Judy? Like, was that you guys as well casting those two lead roles?
Yeah, so we wrote those parts based on people that we knew in our lives. Okay. So they were more inspired by like actual people who weren't actors, like Judy's character. We lived next to a woman, really wonderful lady, like an older woman who was a single older lady who was so sweet to us, but she was very like old school. She was really into etiquette and you know, like she was like a proper, and that's where we got the idea of, you know, that a lady should leave the room if she has to pass gas, if she has to, she did that once at our house. We're like, where's she going? And she just went in the other room and we were all like, I think she might be farting. And so the idea that like, that's what a lady does. So that we wrote that into the script based on that. But no, we didn't write it with specific actors in mind. And so when we started thinking of actresses, Melanie, I had worked with her a couple of years earlier on a serious movie. And I couldn't believe how funny she was. In between takes, we just started horsing around and I loved her right away. She was just the funniest. I just got along with her so well that I thought, God, it'd be nice to see her in a, to like take advantage of that sense of humor and to be, I know she was on Two and a Half Men for a long time. So I shouldn't say that she's never, yeah. But I never seen her like carry a movie like this. And we were just, we were so grateful that she said yes to it. Really like honored.
Yeah. And you mentioned that you want to do more now. Are you guys already working on another one? What would you change going forward now that you've got one under your belt?
Oh, that is such a good question. We do have an idea. We have an idea about a tech billionaire who gets his own island, and the guy who used to bully him in high school comes to live on the island, and he's still like a bully. He's like a kind of like a Jeff Lebowski type, but everyone loves him still. He's like a really like charming guy, and this like billionaire is like still trying to work out his insecurities from high school. You know, we were thinking about like Jeff Bezos. How funny it would be if like. Yes, he's like a major, you know, he runs the world. But he's still got insecurities probably from, you know. And what we would change, I think the big thing is, and everyone told us this. I talked to so many friends who had been, who were directors and were done this before. And everyone said the same thing. On a low budget movie, your first movie, they were like, set aside money for music. I know it sounds like a really simple thing, but it's like, and we just didn't do that. And fortunately, Lionsgate, when they bought the movie, they stepped in and they gave us, a lot of great songs and stuff, but that really killed us at one point. Cause we were reaching out to friends who were in bands and, you know, like our friends and like Slater Kinney and the Pierces, and we had friends who were being really generous, but even with that, it was tough to get the music. And we love, you know, music.
The music will kill anybody.
More expensive than you think.
Even, you know, on a podcast, way lesser scale. Oh, it's a problem.
Oh. I know, right? Yeah. You guys face it. Yeah.
Yeah. Even we, we got away with it for a long time here, putting songs in podcasts, and then
they cracked down.
And we had to all be very, like, we were allowed to keep our intro song, and that's about it.
And one Harry Styles song we play at the end of every show.
Oh, really? But you had to reach out to Harry.
Our close personal friend, Harry.
We dished out the big bucks.
What was the song? So what is the song they let you keep?
Our intro song is a Jay-Z song.
Oh, shit.
Yes. We had to pay for them. We had to pay for it.
Oh, okay.
Specifically Barstool. Yes. We don't have that kind of cash.
No, we don't have the connections to be reaching out. But we want to talk to you about some of like our favorite stuff that you have done, because we are big fans. We love your movies. It was funny. We played trivia with fans on our show. We call it Beat Rhea and Fran. And every time our producer, he picks a movie quote that he plays, and we have to guess what movie it is. And a couple of weeks ago, he did He's Just Not That Into You. I watch it all the time, so I got it. No big deal. But
thankfully.
What was the quote?
Noah? It was about, like, I think it was, like, he doesn't like you.
With his thing, like if a guy's not calling or whatever.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, when you were
funny.
She was saying the signs, and you were like, what are you talking about? Like,
oh, yes. That was definitely it. But
I probably don't remember it.
Yeah. Well, you've had so many great movies. What, like, well, is the one
first,
quote?
We got to bring up the fact that right after Noah chose that question, he said, fun fact, Justin Long and John Mayer went to high school together.
Oh, yeah. We did.
How many times did people say that to you?
Not often, but like I ran into John years later at in LA, and we had a moment where we were like, I guess people would say to him, probably more people say it to me. But we had a really nice like catch up, and we weren't like friends in high school really, but we were friendly, and he was a year ahead of me, I think. I just remember him being a very like a quiet guy. I remember him like always with a guitar, like a real like song, like he was like just lived music. And I remember after my best friend lived across the street from this gas station, and I was after I did Galaxy Quest, I did my first movie in LA, and I came back, and we live in a small enough town where like people had heard about it, and they were talking, and they were like, well, that's cool, you did that. And so I went across the street to get something from the gas station during like a friend of mine that had a party, and John was working at the gas station. And I remember saying, he said to me, he was always really friendly, and he said, hey man, that's cool. You know, I heard about the movie and that's exciting. And I was like, yeah. I go, well, how's the music going? You know, what are you up to? And he goes, well, I got this demo together, and hey, I'm going down to Atlanta in a couple of weeks, and I'm going to see what happens.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking, and this sounds so ridiculous and like arrogant now, but I remember thinking like, ooh, man, good luck. You know, shoot your shot, but everyone's trying. And
you were like, yeah, me too, buddy. I'm trying.
Yeah. And he was like really positive, and I was like, you know, wishing him luck. But I remember thinking like, what are the odds that like that's, and literally, I mean, it couldn't have been 4 or 5 months later. Like Your Body's a Wonderland was everywhere. I want to run through the halls of my high school. It was like on every, you know, every time you turn on the radio. And I was like, that, he did it. Amazing.
Son of a gun. You're like, oh man, he almost beat me a little bit.
Son of a gun.
No, it was true, like, appreciation. Because he was always an obviously an amazing, guitar player.
Yeah, I have a friend that went to, he's my age, and he went to your high school. And that is one of his, like, favorite things to bring up. Like, he's like, well, Justin Long and John Mayer went to my high school. No,
I hope he doesn't lead with me.
Yeah, yeah.
I hope I can, like, be after. It's got to be John Mayer. Oh, and also.
Oh, well, and also that Justin Long.
You ever seen He's Just Not Into You?
What has he been doing for the last decade?
Well, I wanted to ask you, too, like, because there are so many movies that are very quotable that you are in. What do you think, like, fans quote to you the most? Because I feel like they're
walking
so
down the street. They're Dodge like, Justin, ball, say accepted. The line.
There's got to be something.
The dodgeball's a lot. People will say, I did a movie called Zach and Mary. I did a little part in this movie, Zach and Mary Make a Porno. And I played a porn star. I played this guy who, and I had this line that was from a line that my best friend used to work at a restaurant called the Viceroy. And he overheard a guy say this to his boyfriend. He said really aggressively, he was like a big guy, and he goes, "You better shut your mouth or I'm going to kiss it." and it was like, we always thought it was a really funny line. You
That's
know, like
hilarious.
To say that, but to be like flirty in like in an aggressive, like almost like you're like a prison style, like you better. So I said, instead of kiss, I said, "I don't want to curse on your show, but
you can go for it.
Welcome to if you
I
want."
I said, "You better shut your mouth or I'm going to fuck it."
Yep.
And that was the name of a porno that I had made. And so every once in a while, I'll get people randomly, like, you know, it happens at TSA sometimes where like a TSA agent, I was with my ex-girlfriend, but we were like just casually going through the security line. And this guy really like kind of militant TSA guy looks at me and he just goes, "Hey, you better shut your mouth or I'm going to fuck it." in front of everyone.
That's amazing.
Any other, no explanation. And my girlfriend was like, "What did he just say?"
She was going to fight him.
I'll tell you later. Yeah. I'll explain it later. But it's out of appreciation. I think it's always, I always take it in a nice way. It's always like affectionate. So that's a line that I hear weirdly every once in a while.
That's unbelievable. That's, I wouldn't want to hear any other line.
Well, remember that line? Remember people used to say, no, I mean, this is offensive, I know, but they used to say no homo.
Yeah.
Before, like, guys would say that before they, like, paid you a compliment, as if to suggest that, like,
you
God
couldn't
forbid
compliment
you think,
your friend. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Or, like, they do it, like, so I heard a guy said that to me once. He goes, "No homo, but you better shut your mouth or I'm gonna fuck it." And I remember thinking, like, how is that? How could that be no homo? He's got to be a little homo. No.
That is unbelievable.
Oh,
I love that so much. That's so good. Well, you are also, we love the Comments by Celebs Girls. We love that account. And you're featured on there often.
Yeah.
Are you now thinking about your comments?
I do spend too much time sometimes thinking about them. I try to write them. I try to do it just like off the cuff because I try not to spend a lot of time on Instagram too. I can get stuck on it. I don't think about them as much, which is probably why I don't think I've been on there in a while, because I haven't.
You got to use that line also, on a picture. That'll make it on there.
Yeah, it's true. That's true. You know what it is too? Like during the pandemic, I really wasn't working much. So I was on Instagram too much, and I was thinking too much probably about what I said. And but it's fun. I like commenting on. I like trying to be funny, and sometimes sometimes you hit it, and sometimes you don't. So I noticed that on that, people will say to me, it's a dad joke. They've been saying dad jokes to me. Which must mean, what is that? That means it's just like cheesy, right? It means
corny, a little corny.
Yeah. So. I don't have kids, but I guess I'm that age now where I'm like just saying corny jokes.
Sucks. Well, it is. Look, people do love them because, like we said, you know, the girls who run Comments by Celebs posters all the time, and everybody does enjoy them. They are very funny. But we also have another, I guess we could consider a mutual friend, maybe. You've been on Nick Viall's podcast a ton.
Oh, yes. Nicky V. Our guy, Nicky V.
We love him. He is something else.
Yep. Yes, I really like going on a show. He does a lot of this. He doesn't quite always open his mouth enough when he talks. But He is. Yes. I really like Nick. Yeah, I had only known him obviously from the show, from The Bachelor, and I feel like he is he's a really insightful person. I find that I think he's really good at giving that advice, dispensing any words of wisdom about dating. He's so good at that. I was really struck by how good he is at that. But my brother and I are actually, because we've been catching up on Bachelor in Paradise, and we're big Brendan fans from his first appearance on The Bachelor. And I know something happened. Don't tell me what. But
you're not caught up?
Oh, boy.
Oh, no, boy.
Oh, Justin. Justin, something happened.
He's lost over 100,000 followers.
Okay, I will just say this. I will be really surprised if he does something that is, like, really cruel, because he seems like such a decent, sincere
Justin,
person.
Might want to talk about something else.
I know you're already sitting down, but you should just get on the floor.
Oh, my God. Okay, all right.
I mean, look,
right,
in the grand scheme of things, it's really not that bad. But in the context of Bachelor in Paradise, it's like the worst thing you can do.
Really? Yeah. Wow. That's crazy to me my brother and I were talking about it last night. They're like, what could it be? Because that must make us such a bad judge of character, because we really were sold on him. And so Nick wants me to come on. So we're going to go on his Bachelor recap and talk about it once we catch up.
Oh, that's he'll be excited because he loves – it's funny because for someone who is obviously so involved in the show like Nick is, he loves talking about
that
show. Oh, my
God.
Like,
we talk about it
on our show, and it's a huge part. And we talk about it in our regular life, but there are times when we're like, oh, we need a little bit of a break from speaking about it. But he loves talking about it.
And then in comes Nick with a DM to us trying to talk about the show.
He loves talking about it.
And I also think it's funny because we used to like troll him a little bit about his dating advice and questions with Nick on Instagram. We kind of used to make fun of him for it. Well, I tune in every Sunday.
Seen the question? Like, do you read them on Instagram?
Yes.
Because
I do.
They're the best, because it's like probably younger girls who are like sending these heartfelt questions, and then he'll just write like dump him.
Yeah, but you know what? Like you guys mentioned, he's just not that into you. Like I feel like that was the charm of that character, which is and that's what I appreciate that about people. That when they're that honest, when they're that direct, and because oftentimes like these issues in relationships are that simple, and you need somebody with an outside perspective to like tell. Sometimes you're too close to something to see the simplest basic things, and you need someone to just be like, hey, you know, dump him or
he doesn't like you.
Means if you're not calm. Yeah, it means he doesn't like you. I mean, it's people I think are a lot more simple than you can think. I mean, like you can go through these things with people and like really get into the weeds of a problem. And if you have a friend or somebody like Nick who can just distill it down to something as simple as he doesn't like you. It's obvious. If a guy likes you, he's calling you, you know, that you would know.
Yeah. You know,
I think he's really insightful.
Shout out Nicky Vick.
Yeah, he really is. Yeah. Really, we want to finish with a marry, fuck, kill. We have three guys.
Oh, no.
No homo, but we have three guys.
That's not what bothers me. It's the kill one that I can't.
And this might kill you. But so Rhea has one that she always picks, and the two of the guys are she always includes. But one, we're gonna do some co-stars that you have had.
Oh no!
You got
this. I got it. I don't mind the fucking and the marrying one. It's the killing one. I don't want to kill. Oh boy!
Don't think about it too much.
Can be nice about it. It can be like never talk to them again.
Yeah, you're just okay, never gonna touch them or go near them.
You can never talk to them again. Yeah.
Okay.
Vince Vaughn, Ben Stiller, and Jonah Hill.
Oh my god! I love them all. Oh no!
We love them all too. That's why it's a hard one.
Well, yeah. Jonah and I did live together, so I think we've already been married. We've already been married. That we can't be married. I love him. I love him so much, and I had some of the best times of my life with him back in the day. But I think I would. I don't know. Oh my god, Ben! I can't do this. I can't do this.
White flag. No. We can give him the white flag.
No, you got this, friend. Don't let him up easy.
I can't, you know, I don't, all of them, there's not one I feel strongly enough about to not like enough to never talk again. Okay. Yeah. I never talked to Vince again. I know that's not going to, no.
Yeah. Okay, fine. How about this? How about this? You just delete his number.
Delete Vince's number?
Delete Vince's number.
Okay, how about this? Which number would I delete? Probably Ben's, only yeah. because he has so much else going on. And
fair.
I'm probably the least personally close to Ben.
Okay, so delete really Ben's number.
There. Yeah.
And you know, then, this is better. Here. We could have given you, like, Blake Lively, Jennifer Goodwin.
Yeah, like, that.
That's true. I could never do that.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
True.
Yep, yep.
And
then,
thank you.
Yeah.
Marry Jonah Hill, I'm assuming?
Yes.
I think I'd fuck Jonah, probably. Okay. Marry Vince.
Okay, yeah. Yep, love it. Great answer.
Oh, he'll love that soundbite.
Yeah.
I'd probably fuck Jonah.
We're going to cut that and just put it everywhere.
Yeah, yeah, good. That's a nice headline.
Oh, man. Oh, Justin, thank you so much for coming on with us. This was great.
This is so fun.
Lady of the Manor is available in select theaters on digital on demand September 17th.
Yes. And I think Apple TV, if you have Apple TV Plus, whatever,
oh,
you
fantastic.
Can get it.
Yep. Apple yeah. TV, whatever it is. I feel like today, you just, everyone has every streaming service. You just have no choice.
I assume. Right. Yeah, like, it's in a stream somewhere.
Yeah.
Click search and you'll find it.
You yeah, exactly. Yes. And then also, Justin is, you know, a fellow podcaster. So listen to Justin's podcast as well. Life is Short. You have some amazing yeah. guests on there.
Oh, thanks, guys. Yeah. Oh, it's been so fun. And I can't wait to listen to yours now.
Yeah. It probably won't be as good as yours, but thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, you know what you'll love?
You guys are awesome.
You'll love our Bachelor in Paradise recaps. We yes. do that every Wednesday.
Oh, for sure.
There you go.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Yeah.
So okay, that, great. I'm in.
Sign up for that one. Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much, Justin.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Really fun.
Bye.
All right. That wraps up today's episode of Chicks in the Office. We hope you guys have a great week. We love you. Make sure you're subscribing on YouTube, Spotify, Apple, wherever you listen. And we'll talk to you on Wednesday for Bachelor in Paradise.